Welcome back to the Sisters in Christ podcast, a place where we open God's Word together and seek the kind of wisdom that does more than inform the mind. It transforms the heart and shapes the way we live before God. Joining me in studio today is my co-host, Pamela Ferguson.
Hi, Tamara.
Great to be back here, Pam.
Good to be here, too.
Today, we turn the chapter on the book of Proverbs to chapter 10, where the book begins a new section. The long teachings of the earlier chapters give way to short, sharp sayings, brief sentences yet packed with truth that has the power to direct an entire life. And what Proverbs shows us here is something very important. Wisdom is not merely about the rare, dramatic decisions of life. Wisdom is about the thousands of ordinary choices we make every single day. It shows up in the words that leave our mouths, in the diligence we bring to our work, in the way we treat people made in the image of God, and in the integrity we practice when no one is watching but the Lord. The beauty of Proverbs is that this wisdom is not reserved for scholars or theologians. It is offered freely to anyone whose heart bows before God in reverence. Because a life of wisdom is built quietly, choice by choice, day by day. Today, we are going to see how these small, ordinary decisions, the words we speak, the effort we give, and the character we cultivate become the pathways that shape the direction of our lives before God. So get your coffee, your tea, your chai latte, or whatever your favorite drink, and join Pam and I as we unpack Proverbs 10 together. Pam, we're talking about the power of everyday choices.
Yes.
Pam, Proverbs 10 repeatedly contrasts the righteous and the wicked. How do small everyday choices gradually shape which path a person walks on?
You know, you alluded to it in your introduction. Sometimes we think that wisdom is that big, grand decision, but not necessarily so. Mm-hmm. It's those everyday choices that we make, how we speak, how we work, like you mentioned, how we treat others, and more importantly, how we handle integrity when nobody is watching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, tomorrow, those habits that we engage in with repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I read this book, The Atomic Habit, and the gist of the book is that a lot of times when people feel stuck, they feel like they have to do that big thing
mm-hmm.
in order to unstuck themselves. But it's the small, consistent habits that we do on a daily basis that make the difference. Choosing honesty over shortcut.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Christian life, when you think about it, it goes beyond just spiritual highs.
Mm-hmm.
It's our faithfulness and obedience in everyday decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it flows from a heart that is obedient to God. It really tells about our heart condition. When we, this Proverbs, we think about the righteous and the wicked. It's where our heart is at.
Yeah.
Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what comes out.
Okay. Mm.
So the righteous life is described in this chapter. It ultimately reflects the heart that has been changed mm-hmm. by God's mm-hmm. word. Someone who is yielded to the will of God and willing to apply the word of God in their everyday decisions.
And allowing those principles, God's principles, to shape our character. See, sometimes we think, Tamara, that Christianity is when we're in church. You know, how high I can jump, mm-hmm. how loud I can shout. You know, the appearance of the godliness. Mm-hmm. But like we are discussing what Proverbs chapter 10 is showing us, it shows up in those everyday decisions that we make. I want to share a scripture. It's mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16 and 29. It reads, verse 16, "The wage for the righteous leads to life, the gain of the wicked to sin." And verse 29, "The way of the Lord is a stronghold to the blameless, but destruction to evil doers." When I think about a wage, it's a consistent earning that you make either every week or every month. The consistent payment for righteous living, honesty, integrity, patience, diligence. The Bible says the wage for that righteous living is life. Mm-hmm. But for the person who probably wants to take shortcuts or who live in anger or laziness, the Bible says the gain for the wicked is sin. And so it's so important for us as we are on this journey to live a consistent life. No, and we say this over and repeatedly, Tamara, it's not about perfection.
No.
But it's about yielding ourselves to God and doing our best to live according to his principles. And when we go astray, we run back to him. We ask for his forgiveness so that he can do his work in us. Because, you know, Tamara, rarely does a person walk away from wisdom, you know.
I know.
Nobody openly walk away from doing what is right. But when we allow small compromises to enter into our lives, ignoring good advice, justifying poor behavior, then it shifts our direction. And we have to be very careful of that.
Yeah, Pam, sin rarely begins with a dramatic rebellion. It often begins with these quiet rationalizations in our hearts. And this is why believers should continually depend on God's grace and the renewing work of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have a treasure in these earthen vessels. The Holy Spirit is there. He's our counselor. He's our helper. And the word of God says he shows us things to come. So we can rely on the gift that has been given to us, that resides in us, that we are sealed with until the day of redemption. Holy Spirit of God, who knows the mind and heart of God, to help us along the way. And he speaks, but sometimes we quiet his voice because we grieve him. The scripture says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. How do we grieve him? By making decisions that are against the word of God, by not obeying his counsel. And those are the things that get us into trouble. And when we get in trouble, we try and figure out how did we get here? But it's these everyday decisions that we make in a small way that draw us away from fellowship with the Lord. So, Pam, when we think about it, Proverbs 10 speaks a lot about the power of words. In today's world of social media, texting, and constant communication, why is wisdom in speech more important than ever?
Because it travels faster and farther than ever before. I practice a principle. Before I answer, And I'm not 100% on this. I'm striving each day. But before I answer, I pause. And that pause can come in the form of I'm drafting an email in response. And I'm a person, I read over my emails. Like I never write and zap and hit that button.
I always read over it.
And then sometimes I would go to a close friend and I would say, what do you think about this? And then sometimes I'll get, that's good, Pam. I'll keep it just like that. And I like it because it's in my heart. And then sometimes I'll get, no, Pam, take that out. That is too strong. Pull back on that a bit, right? It's so important, Tamara, for us to pause before we step out and make that decision, particularly if we are angry or upset. Because once it leaves your mouth,
that's it.
That's it.
What you give in words, you rarely can take back. Mm-hmm. You know, words travel faster and farther today more than ever. Mm-hmm. With the, I call it the gift of the internet. Mm-hmm. There's social media. And if you look at some of the things that are happening in the world, there's commentary on it, almost everything. Mm-hmm. People who wouldn't normally speak up in person, when they get behind the keyboard, they are willing to say almost anything because they think they're hiding behind the keyboard. And one thing, when you once you put that out there, you can delete it from the feed.
Yeah, once someone caught that,
it's there.
It's there.
In the internet history, especially if it's shared and so forth. So when we think about it, Proverbs 10:11, the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. Wise speech flows from a heart that is aligned with God, Pam. Mm-hmm. And today with social media and the constant conversations, when we think about it, what is in the heart is quickly made visible.
Yeah.
You can tell. Mm-hmm. And we're going into election season here in the Bahamas. And if we look at some of the commentary on those posts, we can see what's in the heart. It comes out.
It does.
And words can also preserve or destroy relationships.
Oh, powerful, Tamara. Powerful.
We in our family relationships, collegiate relationships, mm-hmm. marriage relationships, your words can build up or tear down, especially for women. Mm-hmm. We have to be careful. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins.
And I don't want to look at Proverbs 10 and 20. We're in Proverbs audience, so we're going to be giving you a lot of the word to show you that we're not just talking out of our heads. This is according to the word of God. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Mm-hmm. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. Mm-hmm. You mentioned how words, Tamara, shape relationships. It is so important, Tamara, to be an encourager. We ought to use words to encourage, to strengthen our relationships, and not to damage people that we love or even that we come into contact mm-hmm. with. You know, I started playing golf a couple of years ago. My husband is a golfer, and I said, well, let me learn it so that when we go and he goes on the course, you know, I could go with him.
Yeah.
And during the process, I thought about my nephew. He was like 5 and, you know, a typical boy, hyperactive. And I was putting one day with my coach and I was like, I think my nephew would like this. You know, this will keep him calm and, you know, to use strategy to get the ball in the hole. And so he started coming out with me and she convinced us to put him in some tournaments. And his dad a couple of times was traveling and so I had to caddy him. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a difficult thing. See, a golf caddy is not really supposed to be instructing the person, right? And I am Auntie Pam trying to use these principles to build his character. Mm-hmm. You know, so
teachable moments.
Yes. And so he, when he, this the last time I caddied him, because I realized it's not going to work. It can't work. You know, the game that wasn't going the way he wanted the game to go. And I was trying to encourage him by saying, you know, it's okay. That's okay. Let's make it up on the next hole. And he was upset. So now it's his time to hit the ball, mm-hmm. and he's upset. He's about 5 or 6. He's not moving. Everybody's watching, waiting on him. People got to go. And I'm telling him to get up to hit the ball, and he wouldn't. And so what does Adi Pam do now? Because now, here, I'm your caddy, but I'm also your auntie.
Yes.
And what you're doing now is not right. So you know, I walked up to him, and I didn't pinch him, but I just, you know, grabbed his shoulder to say, mm-hmm. come on, hit this ball. And he did, but it was downhill because he was already, you know, upset about all that was going on.
Yeah.
Right? See, and I realized, I said, you know what? I want to be the person at the end of the game. When he's done and he comes to me, I ask him 2 questions. Did you do your best? Did you have fun? Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters,
so
right
no
there.
No pressure.
No pressure. Our words are so important to the people in our lives that it is important for us to be encouragers, not to tear down at every moment and not to speak sometimes when we are angry, because we say things sometimes that will hurt and will cause our relationship much strife. Proverbs 10 and 19, when words are many, transgression is not lacking, mm-hmm. but whoever restrains his lip is prudence. Sometimes silence is wisdom. Mm-hmm. When you talk too much, you're bound to say something you're not supposed to say.
In the multitude of words, sin mm-hmm. is present.
Yeah.
When we talk too much, we run. In other words, when you talk too much, you run out mm-hmm. and you say the wrong things. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. See, speak only what builds up
yes.
and ministers mm-hmm. grace. Our words can shape outcomes. Mm-hmm. Proverbs, well, we're not there yet, but Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Speak life.
So scripture is filled with wisdom and nuggets to help mm-hmm. us and to remind us, control that mm-hmm. tongue. Be careful what you say. Pam, Proverbs 10:4 says, lazy hands lead to poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. So beyond finances, how does diligence impact the overall direction and stability of a person's life?
Mm-hmm. The slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent make rich. I believe in work and the power of work. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. And tomorrow, just like we would say to persons in the financial sector, when we're talking about saving and investing, that just putting aside a small amount consistently will yield some great savings or wealth over time. Mm-hmm. It's the same with diligence and work. Consistency builds stability. When we are diligent, when we show up, when we develop ourselves personally, it creates a foundation for long-term success and stability. And I think we need that tomorrow in this season. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times people believe that I don't have to work hard, or why should I work hard? But they want success. They want to get ahead. But the word is saying that if you are slack or lazy, poverty will come upon you. Mm-hmm. But if you are a hard worker, and I add smart in that, because with the advent of smartphone and smart this and smart that, we still work hard, but then we could work smarter. Yeah. You know, I used to write a lot, and I never thought when I went to university that I would, in my field, finance, I would be doing so much writing. And years ago when we wrote a lot of articles, you know, I would write it and then I would send it to the group and I would say, edit it for me, please. But now I write and I drop it into Copilot, edit the grammar on this, please. Yes. So it's smart work.
Yes.
You're still working hard because you have to research mm-hmm. to get the material. But in this age of social media, it's so important for our young people and older people to understand the value of hard work.
Yeah, diligence creates consistent habits, and consistent habits produce stability. So you have to show up daily. Mm-hmm. And that means spiritually, emotionally, and professionally. Mm-hmm. And you have to do what is needed, even when you don't feel like it. Now, when I was a young adolescent and going to a young adulthood, I loved going to the gym and exercising. But after I had my children, that wash right. and you know, they tell you, you go to the gym and you exercise even if you don't feel like it, because it's good for you. But you have to show up.
Yep.
You have to want to do it. And you have to take, sometimes we look at the bigger picture. Oh, if I go, that's an hour in my day. And then experts are saying, no, just do 30 minutes of walking a day.
Yes, I was just about to tell you that. Just walk.
And even, oh, you can't walk around here now. So
it's too dangerous.
You
excuses. Talk yourself right out of it.
That's the point I'm trying to make. We know what is good and what is right for us to do. But we internalize, we do all kind of excuses to find a way not to get started or not to get. And we pay a price for it. Yeah. You know, when you feel you're in your knees and everything, you know, like, okay, now I know I should have been doing, and you want to get to do it.
And that's across the board, Tamara. Yeah. If you want to get closer to God, then be diligent and spend, if only 5 minutes a day, in His Word. And in prayer, whatever it is, He is calling us to consistency and diligence. And He promises if we stick with it, then we will reap the reward.
Yeah, we talked about the benefits of being diligent, but the lack of diligence mm-hmm. will bring disappointment.
Yep.
And then it can bring broken trust. Mm-hmm. And also it can damage your credibility.
Yeah.
We don't think about it. In that sense, but diligence directly impacts our relationship and influence, mm-hmm. not just the results of it. It can impact our relationship. And so if you have you have children in your home and they're not playing, doing their part, you got strife in the home, especially mm-hmm. adult children, they're not doing their part, they're burdening, they feel like a burden. It puts a strife in the relationship. So it's incumbent upon all of us to consider, are we doing what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do when no one is watching? Mm-hmm. Are we being diligent about it? And are we creating an environment that everyone flourishes in it?
Mm-hmm. And it starts from young, Tamara.
Yeah.
Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart. That diligence that you expect to see in that adult should have started from young. Mm-hmm. And if it was there when they got older, they will not depart from it. You know, I thought about it. For most of us, I'm included, whose parents did not leave an inheritance in wealth, in terms of wealth and assets, the key for us to have success, whatever that looks like to you, is work. Work tomorrow. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread.
And we see that in Genesis. The first thing the Lord did when he created Adam, he put him to work.
And so it's so important for parents to teach their children work. That's your passage to wealth. If you didn't, if your mommy, your daddy, your granddaddy, your great granddaddy didn't leave anything for you, it is work. And the Bible promises that when we are diligent in work, when we are diligent in responsibilities, and when we are diligent in our personal growth, that the foundation for long-term success and reliability will be seen.
Pam, I want us to wrap up with this question, and I think it's very important today. Scripture says in Proverbs 10:9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely. Why does integrity ultimately create stability and peace, even when doing the right thing feels harder in the moment?
You know, Tabara, integrity removes that burden of hiding. See, when you're walking in the steps and the principles of God, you don't have to be afraid that you will be found out. Because later in this same Proverbs chapter 10, the Bible says, when you walk in wickedness, you will be found out. But you're not living on edge. If you lied about something, that you'll get caught. If you stole something, you'll get caught. If you're unfaithful, you're cheating, you'll get caught. No. When you are living and walking in integrity, then you can live free. And it gives you a peace of mind that you are doing what you're supposed to do, so you're not worried about hiding or getting caught.
I think about Joseph. He lived a life of integrity. Even when he was accused of wrongdoing, the Lord was able to defend him because he lived that life of integrity. He honored the Lord. His conscience was clear before the Lord, and he could rest in the fact that he was without guilt before the Lord. And the Lord himself defended him and brought him up and raised him up to be third in command of an entire nation. And so integrity, it requires self-denial, and it resists shortcuts, but it chooses long-term reward over immediate comfort. Yep. It honors God.
And it aligns us with God's design for our lives. You know, I tell my colleagues, I said, your name is more important than anything, any wealth, any status. So you don't let anybody make you compromise your integrity. Do something that you're not supposed to do because you want to hold fast to your reputation and your name.
Yes, and that's very true. So integrity is ultimately rooted in identity, and our identity is in Christ Jesus. Pam, can you close us in prayer, please?
Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father, God, we thank you for the gift of your word and the wisdom found in Proverbs. Lord, help us to remember that the small choices we make each and every day matter. And Father, guide our words so that they bring life, Father. God, guide our actions so that they reflect integrity and give us the discipline to walk in diligence rather than complacency. Father, we ask that your wisdom shape our hearts, our decisions, and our character, and help us, God, to choose the path that leads to life, the path, Father, that honors you. And may our lives, Father, reflect the wisdom that comes from walking closely with you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.